Sorry, we're just doing our vocal warm-up there for the show. I mean, you can hear, I mean, all of my receptors now are just fully open.
I am ready.
Oh, God, I feel so ready.
I don't feel quite so mumbly and northern.
Welcome to Left of Left Field.
Oh, hang on, I am.
Welcome to Left of Left Field, the show where all your dreams turn to dust and life becomes a massive disappointment. These are real Left of Left Field headlines from around the world. Can you believe it? These are real. Bong!
Red tape holds up New Bridge. Bong!
Man attacks mother's boyfriend with samurai sword over missing tin of shrimp. Which, let's face it, feels like an overreaction.
No, it wasn't the first.
Yeah, that's what pushed him over the edge. Bong!
Question. Is there a ring of debris around Uranus?
Bong. I should have bonged myself. Man arrested for calling 911 after his cat was denied entry to a strip club. Tiddles wants to come in. Sorry, guy. No can do.
It would be great if the cat can, but you can.
Yeah, you scumbag.
Bong! I'll do it myself.
Okay.
OAPs in Yorkshire are turning to vegetables.
Right. Just to explain, that Paul has found a website that is all wordplays of headlines.
I think we're nearly done now.
There's
100 of them, and I think I've nearly done them all.
Right, go on, next one. Bong me.
Bong!
South Carolina woman scammed into thinking she bought an iPad. It turned out to be a block of wood. I've seen it. There's a picture they've drawn an Apple logo on it and done a little square. Is that everything? We did all the headlines.
Went
real. Life comes at you quick, doesn't it?
Do you know what else comes at you quick?
Oh, go on.
The Decemberists, and this is how I feel every day. Everything is awful. In a poppy way.
Everything, 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 everything. Everything, 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 everything is awful.
Thanks, Decemberists.
Oh.
What? They just couldn't. Don't be rude. This is why they don't speak to you. Thanks, guys. You're welcome. Thanks. Hey, if it wasn't for you, we'd be the Novemberists. You guys. What? What? They're just leaving in the middle of a joke.
What have you been up to,
me? Because you hear what they said?
What have you been up to?
If it wasn't for me, they'd be the Novemberists. But the Decemberists, it's like they moved on because of me. What?
They've moved on because of
me. I'll tell you what's happened to me. So recently I went to see a relative of mine as a student, and she was in a play.
Yeah.
So I went to see the play, and I realised as I arrived, what happened was she sent me what I thought was an e-ticket. On my phone.
Yeah.
And then I got there and realised what she sent me was a link for the ticket.
So you know your ticket.
I hadn't got a ticket. So I rang
you. Could you just link to it? Did you have to print it off?
It sold out. It completely sold out.
Oh, it was a link to buy the ticket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
So you went all the way there and there was no ticket.
So it was in Oxford. So I got there. So anyway, I rang her and, you know, and she said, look. All my friends are hungover. One of them won't want to come, you know. So as luck would have it, one of the students gave up their ticket and her friend, another student, was going to bring me the ticket. So I had to wait.
Your liability.
I had to wait outside this little sort of student theatre. I was the first one there, of course, because I was 30 years older than everybody else. Everybody else just turns up when it's 50. It started 15 minutes late. But so I was there 15 minutes before it started. I was thinking, are they going to get here? Are they going to get here? Meanwhile, there's a woman sat in front of the theatre with a desk who was another student taking all the tickets.
Yeah.
And she must have just thought, I felt like a serial killer. I just felt like I was stood. I actually stood for no reason 15 yards away from her. We were the only two people there, but I didn't want to feel like a weirdo. Then all the students arrived. They gave me the ticket, bless them, and I sort of gave them money and said, thank you so much, you've really saved me. I wouldn't have seen the play otherwise. I've come all the way down. So it was brilliant. Now I chatted away to them, feeling old, you know. And then it's a really tiny theatre space inside. So to cap everything else off...
Old and tall.
And on the front row. With my long... 6 foot four with my long legs. And the play was in this tiny... It was the House of Bernard Albert. It's a cast of about 9 women. And I'm on the front row, 30 years older than everybody else, sweating, sat next to the director who was watching it.
And freaking out your relative who wishes that all she could see.
Why is he there? Right there. Right in the front row. And it was the only seat left. It was a nightmare. Yeah. It was a nightmare. It was actually, I've got to say, a brilliant production of Lockers, the House of Bernard Albert, but it became really quite a stressful event for me.
I can see.
That's
can
my
see.
Life in a nutshell. A mess.
Well, mine's it's something I've not done yet, although by the time this comes out, because we're recording this slightly early, I will have done it.
Yeah.
And it is, I'm about to walk the 100 again.
Oh, Paul. You promised me you wouldn't.
I know. So for those of you those
explain what the 100 is, yeah.
So it's a national thing. It moves around the country every year, and it's the Long Distance Walkers Association. It's 100 miles. You start walking on Saturday at 10 o'clock and you have to be finished by Monday at 10 o'clock. And if you choose to sleep, fair, go for it, but you struggle with your pace. So people don't sleep for 2 days.
Does anybody sleep? Does everybody just sleep?
Some people who are fast enough will probably have a couple of hours, but I don't think we're fast enough to factor in sleep. There's also the risk that you don't wake up.
Oh, God.
Because nobody wants
whatever again.
So we're doing it. It's in Kent this time. It's called the Cinque Ports.
It was in Yorkshire last time, wasn't it?
And it was North Yorkshire.
I saw you afterwards, and I've got to say, you looked elderly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a video of you walking across a restaurant, I think 2 days later. Yeah. 2 days later.
Yeah.
And you were taking baby steps.
I know. We did things wrong last time.
It can't
I had
be
lots
fun.
Of blisters. It'll be fine. I think it's going to be fine. It's in Kent. It's flat. So
hopefully the weather will be good as well.
We're going to see if we hate it this time. If we do hate it, we won't ever do it again.
You said this last time. You did. You did say
I know,
this last time.
But I feel like we hated it last time for some very good reasons. I had blisters from 26 miles. Yeah. So I did 76 miles in pain.
It's mental.
I know. Anyway.
So are you doing it for charity this time?
No, just doing it for fun.
So for no reason?
Yeah, no.
Well done. Well done. When is it again? July?
No, it's the last weekend in May. It's the bank holiday weekend in May.
I'll be waiting on the finish line with some leg braces for you. It'll be all right.
Let's play this song. Who won't be waiting?
Oh, go on, mate. This is beautiful DJing.
David Bowie.
Right.
Which suddenly seems a bit unfortunate now. Anyway, and he, like everybody else, is afraid of Americans.
This is the 9 Inch Nails V1 edit. That was good. I like it.
Good.
Very good.
Do you know what, though?
What?
I notice you're not saying goodbye to David Bowie as he leaves the room.
It just feels like that's where the joke should stop.
Oh.
Because we all miss David Bowie. Because I realised when you were saying, you know who won't be waiting anymore.
I didn't mean it.
You
like
didn't
that.
Mean that.
I really
I know
did.
You didn't.
Just because like the odds.
Because I looked at you a bit hard, but then I realised you didn't mean that.
No, it's because like the odds of David Bowie waiting, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, David sad. Bowie's passed away.
But you know what? Hang on, sorry. Thanks, Trent. You're welcome, Paul. Trent Reznor, 9 Inch Nails.
Trent, I'm right here, man. Oh, things have changed. Things have turned. Things have turned. I miss Prince really quite badly. Yeah. I'm missing Prince. Somebody put some footage up on Facebook of his last walk into his building. And he just looked all right, you know. And it was just, I don't know why. I didn't tap on it. It just started playing on Facebook. I was thinking, why did he put that up?
Yeah.
Somebody put things weird on Facebook. Somebody put 30 of the most disturbing celebrity open coffin funerals.
Wow.
And it was like pictures of David, and I didn't. It was.
But hang on a minute, they could only narrow it down to 30.
Well, no, they just must have had. But I just thought, I didn't look at it. It was just the headline, you know, if you want to tap on this thing. I thought, why would I want to look at that?
No.
What's wrong with people?
Well, the reason you're seeing that is that Facebook's decided you do want to look at it. You do realise that. It's the algorithms.
Good Lord, well, that's a bit depressing. I don't know what I've pressed to get deserve that.
I know. Mate.
Yeah.
Some inventions.
Time for invention. Okay, so I'll go first this week. Okay. Right, so I've got 2 sets of 3 here, so I'll do one either side of the next song. this is... Mad superstitions from around the world.
Great.
So I'll do this. There's the 6. Great. So which of the following 3 have I made up?
Walking under a ladder.
Yeah. All that sort of stuff. Precisely. Yeah. In Croatia.
Yep.
You mustn't wave at a friend across the road. I just waved then to show you what waving meant. Sorry. You mustn't wave at a friend across the road because the devil will drag them to hell.
I'm going to wave.
Yeah, at your enemies. He wants to wave at a friend across the road because the devil will drag him down. Next.
Why?
In Korea. Check this one out.
Yeah.
Eating asymmetrical fruit when pregnant will result in an ugly baby.
Is that what happened to your mum? Sorry. Carry on. It's radio, mate.
Why have you said that?
Just asking. Which fruit are asymmetrical, by the way?
Don't try that with me, no. And thirdly, Syria banned yo-yos in 1933 because they thought they'd bring on a drought. You heard what I said.
How?
I don't know.
Do yo-yos use a lot of water?
They must be in Syria. Sorry, okay. Which of them do I make up? Don't wave at a friend across the road in Zagreb, for heaven's sake. Yep. Don't do that. In Korea, eating asymmetrical fruit, as we've rather cruelly found out, can result in an ugly baby when you're pregnant. Or Syria banned yo-yos in 33 because they thought they'd bring on a drought.
Which in 33?
1933. Which did I make up of those?
Asymmetrical fruit.
No, that's real. That's a real superstition in Korea.
Waving at your friend.
Yeah, I made Korea, yeah. But I'm going to wave at you as soon as you leave this building. Right, here's another song before I do three more.
Oh, mate, to do with a drink.
But why is it? Because you're bone dry like eels.
Bone dry like eels.
Unbelievable.
See you later, my apple. God, you know what? He's slippery.
Very good. Do you know eels randomly did I think a couple of years ago, do you remember Journey, the band Don't Stop Believing? Right, so they had a singer called Steve Perry, right, who's like this legendary rock singer. Okay. You might not like Journey because they're quite middle of the road, but he did have a terrific voice, an amazing, yeah. I think Rolling Stone named him in the top 25 vocalists of all time, and then he just,
and funnily enough, he's in the top 30 open caskets.
He stopped singing, and you know, all the middle of the controversy, and then he got older and he just didn't sing anymore. And then, amazingly, he went back on stage with eels last year, of all people. They look, and because he's an eels fan.
Right.
And for the first time in like a decade and a half, he sang in public, and his voice is still amazing. Anyway, so three more mad superstitions from around the world. Which of these did I make up? According to Russian and Hungarian folklore, if you sit at the corner of a table, a dinner table, you won't be able to procreate with your wife. No babies for you if you sit at the corner of the table.
I'm quite glad.
But because you catch yourself on the edge. Okay, next one. When passing a graveyard in Japan, tuck in your thumbs to protect your parents. Because thumb, in Japanese, is also known as the parent finger. And therefore, tucking them in when you pass a graveyard protects them from death.
So if you go past a graveyard with your thumbs up like that,
you don't like your parents.
Hey!
Okay! And finally, in Sudan, being caught outside in a sandstorm means death. I mean, not just, you know, being killed by the sandstorm, but it means death, as the sandstorm is believed to be the rage of the dead.
Okay.
So which of these three do I make up? Russian Hungarian folklore, you sit at the corner of the table, no babies, thank you. When passing a graveyard, tuck your thumbs in, mate. You know, tuck your thumbs in to protect your parents. Or in Sudan, if you get caught outside in a sandstorm, that's the rage of the dead, and it will lead to death. Which do I make up?
First one.
What, the Russian and Hungarian sitting on the table? No, that's real. That is real.
That's mad.
Yeah, so there's the
sandstorm.
Yeah, I made up the sandstorm.
Very good.
I thought I was going to get you with that.
The thumbs, I was pretty sure you wouldn't have made up.
You see, I think that sounds so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
But then this is left of left field.
If you want to get in touch with us, by all means do. How can they do that, Mark?
You can do it on Twitter, because he is
at Paulcoats _, and you are
at Mark Charnock.
And they are
at Hebden_radio. Yep. Or you can get in touch with the radio station, buy some of the songs that we've been playing. They are www.xyz.hebdenradio.co.uk. Or you can get in touch with us online, email.
leftandleftfield@gmail.com.
Right, that's that done. Let's play another song, and then we'll come back and it'll be Red Alabama, which everybody cannot wait for, mate. This is Bon Iver, 22, over soon. The Bob Mouse extended cab version.
It's a lovely song. It's an odd song, but it's a lovely song.
Yeah, I've only just recently discovered them. You know, I've never been. They've never sort of went into my sphere. They're good, aren't they?
So that first album is just heartbreaking.
Okay.
So riddle me this, riddle me that.
Just get on with it. This is a bit of the show where we do riddles at each other. It's a low point. It's a low point for me, I'll be honest with you. This is not one of my high points of the week.
I'm going to make it a bit better.
Are you?
By
cutting it?
No, I'm never cutting it.
No.
We established that last show.
Yeah, ever. Okay.
By giving you a really difficult one. Here we go.
Oh.
Are you ready? Sunday, pay attention.
Oh, gosh. Sorry.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
The week, yeah.
Okay. What day comes 3 days after the day which comes 2 days after the day which comes immediately after the day which comes 2 days after Monday? would you like me to say that again?
No, it's fine. Of course I want you to say it again, you idiot.
Okay, try it.
Look, so you don't need to say the 7 days. What did you want to do?
Try it, because I did try it and it made my brain hurt.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm up to that, right.
So what?
Slow.
What day comes 3 days after the day which comes 2 days after the day which comes immediately after the day which comes 2 days after Monday?
So 2 days after Monday. So that's Wednesday, 2 days after Monday.
Yeah, you're working backwards. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go backwards for me.
So the day immediately after.
Thursday.
2 days after.
Saturday.
3 days after.
Tuesday.
What's the answer?
Was there another bit that I forgot?
No.
Tuesday.
Yes! Did I help you?
No, it was like you were looking at me like I was in a home for the criminally insane, and it was just part of my therapy, and you were just being really, really kind.
So for anybody who out there did not have to work backwards with us and you got Tuesday, fair play.
We're looking at you, Andrew Kirk and Peter Kerry. Okay, just a quick one from me. Ready? As I'm about to read it now, I think we've done it before.
Okay. Did I get it last time?
I've got a couple of little ones, actually. I'll do a couple of little ones.
I've got a little one.
All right, okay. What starts and ends with an E but only has one letter?
What starts and ends with an E?
Yeah.
Envelope.
Yes, I thought you'd get that one. That's quite a famous one. And I'll just do one of them real quick. Ready?
Yeah.
What do you call a three-humped camel?
Don't know.
Pregnant. Right, what's your other one?
What can you never eat for breakfast?
Is it a joke or an actual thing?
What?
No, but is it just a joke? It's a joke, isn't it? Because it's going to have a jokey answer. So is the answer logical, or is it just a joke that I can't...
It's logical.
But it's a joke.
But it's a joke.
What can you never eat for breakfast?
Yeah. It's a riddle. I don't understand the...
Dinner and tea?
Yeah.
Is that really the answer?
Dinner.
I hate you so much.
It's not mine.
Let's just play another song. Let's make sure this ugliness is over by playing a beautiful, beautiful song. Twin Shadow. Do you know Twin Shadow?
No, I don't.
Right, he's a sort of poppy, rocky kind of artist, and he's got a new album out, and this is Brace, and it is poppy, but I'm not going to apologise for it because I think it's really catchy.
No, I do too.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, enjoy it.
Twin Shadow, Brace. Bring it on.
Nice song. Right, go on. What? It's time for. Wait.
We just had a little chat then in the middle of that song. Because what we do is we kind of keep an eye on
the clock.
On the clock, because we know the amount, because we've picked the songs in advance, so we know the amount of talking that we need to do.
Yeah.
And Mark just realised that actually we might be running a little bit short, so we might need to stretch this out. Which is effectively what I'm doing now, is stretching it out.
I like it.
But then I was wondering why in this show in particular.
Yeah.
Might we need to stretch that? And I think I've realised.
Why? What is it?
It's because you're not bullying me talking to the bands as they leave and getting yourself invited to barbecues.
I could see you getting more and more upset. The more the bands thanked me and just seemed to, I don't know why, every time just seemed to ignore you.
I don't know why.
I never understood it.
It's not like you had any control over it.
I never understood why I'm so popular with the musicians and they just don't seem to take to you. I've never got it. So this time, what we've been doing is emailing each other.
Okay, and who was the first one to email you today without looking down?
Jefferson Airplane.
No, they've not even been on yet.
No, but they emailed me in advance.
Oh, it's advanced.
Can't wait to see you, they said. I said, and I had to email, I said, basically both of us. And they went, we can't wait to see you.
Great.
I think they meant both of us.
Sure, I was driving over. This is not, well, this is a bit of panic, but I saw this guy, and he had a t-shirt on, and it said, unforgiving, never forget. And I just thought, that's a hard way to live your life.
Yes, is it?
Just like, seriously, you're going to carry that rage around forever. I'm sure, whatever's been done to you, I'm sure it was terrible. But for your own sake,
yeah, just let it move on. You've just triggered something in my head that I've not thought about in about 20 years. I'll just say this story. Sorry.
You did forget then, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's weird this. Right, so when I was at 14, we went on a school trip to Israel.
Yeah.
Right? And it was extraordinary. That's we went amazing. All over, but it was really amazing.
We went to Northumberland, not quite the same.
Well, I think it was a total one-off. It was a really, it was a such, you know, it was a church school, so I guess that was the connection. Yeah. Anyway, so when we went to Jerusalem, there are several different places where they think Jesus was laid to rest. But the most famous one, what you go in, you go into this little cave where you supposedly can see the grooves in the floor where the rock was robbed, all that stuff, you know. Anyway, and the inside, there is like the bit where he was supposedly laid out. And I went in with a bunch of kids and we were 14, you know. Yeah. People were fairly respectful, but there was a bit of... And I was wearing a Whitesnake t-shirt, you know, the rock band Whitesnake. On the back of this, on the back of the t-shirt, there was a glass apple with a serpent inside it, which was their symbol at the time, I guess. And for some reason, somehow, I ended up on my own in the tomb. Totally alone in the tomb, right? And so I was backing out of the tomb, and a man with a beard said, "You've got serpents on your back." And he said it in such a way that made me panic. And I went, "Oh God," you know, like that. And he went, "You should never go in the tomb with the serpents on your back." And I looked back into the tomb, and I looked back and he'd gone. And that was Jesus. Right.
What a memory.
I've not thought about that in 20 years. He was obviously just a local freak who was trying to freak me out.
Right.
But it was really disturbing.
How did he
said
it so quickly?
I looked around and I bet he was just hidden around the corner thinking, I bet he thinks I'm Jesus.
Do you know he's waited 30 years for someone to come in and wipe that t-shirt?
Right. Gosh, oh, we've rambled.
Now we're going to have to be quick.
No, we really are now behind. Okay, so pause inventions. Quick, moving it on.
Okay, so two sets of three, right. Just silly inventions. First off, anti-gravity suit.
Oh, come on.
Wouldn't it be amazing to be in space with everything you need floating around you just within reach? Look, there's your remote control.
Beautiful.
Oh, look over there. There's a drink. Oh.
A drink.
If only I had a pen.
Go on.
So this is a suit.
Why are you speaking that voice when you're floating around? Okay.
So this is a suit. It's an actual two-piece suit that's got wires come off it that are they're thin enough that you can't see them, that you can put little holes on, so you can walk around as if you're in.
No, don't be stupid.
Anti-gravity suit.
That's the one you made up,
mate.
You idiot,
mate.
What?
You can't remember where you put your beer down, can you?
Never.
This is a
so I can. I see what I can never remember where I put my ninth beer down.
Okay. So long as you've put your beer in the beer pager, you're all right.
Oh, good.
It's a container. You keep your beer in it, like on a coaster, and it keeps it cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
And then you keep a little pressy beeper thing.
No.
And wherever you are, you press it, and the container will go, "I'm here." And you, I don't think it's...
I'm glad it's time you get back to it. It's been there's been so many things drops in it and thrown in it that you.
Oh, mate. Oh, it's not on that. It's not on the subway, isn't it?
Why did you leave
your
coat like that?
You're in London.
Yeah.
You're in London.
That's
you're wearing you're in the anti-gravity suit.
Yeah.
You can't find your bib.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hot.
Yeah, so hot. I'm sweating.
Why don't you take off your air-conditioned shoes? Take them off.
Yeah.
On the sole. Blows out air.
No, it doesn't.
Press the button. Keeps off cool.
Rubbish.
Keeps off cool. It's an air-conditioned.
And your stinking feet.
No, man, it's blowing it. Keep it cool.
The sole of your shoe is blowing against your face.
Yeah, keep it cool. Keep it cool. So did I make up anti-gravity suit?
It's got to be that.
The beer pager.
Explain how the anti-gravity suit works. I don't understand it. It's on wires. How does it make you feel
like... wires coming out of the suit
that's
that you can keep a pen there and your remote control there. So you walk around with everything that you need.
What's the point of that?
Looking like... It's just a joke.
No, you made that up.
Air-conditioned shoes.
You made up the anti-gravity suit.
I did.
Well, what did you think I was going to say?
Air-conditioned shoes is what I thought you were going to say.
Absolute idiot. Right, so this next song, this is... I don't know why I've never liked this song. It's a classic. I accept that it's a classic. It's Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. I don't know why. This is Paul's choice. Sorry.
I just had an email from Jefferson Airplane. They said that they're not happy with the way you linked to that song.
Do you know what? It's really weird. I know that it's one of those songs. There are certain songs you're supposed to like. There's some Beatles songs like this. You're supposed to like them because they're classic.
It turns up in a lot of films. I just quite like it.
Yeah,
I put it in because I was watching something the other day and I Shazammed it, because I was like, oh, what is that song?
But it's where her voice goes really vibrato. Yeah. There's something about it that annoys me. And she's got a great voice.
Do you know what annoys me?
Yeah.
Is our next song. I'm not going to say it right now, but we'll get to it.
It's my choice.
Mark put it on just to annoy me. Yeah. No, I've got some inventions.
More inventions.
People are going to have to wait for
that. We're running out of time. Come on.
Oh, mate. You've been working.
I love it when you act.
You've been working on that script. You've been working on that short story, whatever you're writing.
Yeah, yeah.
Your accounts. Tapping away on the computer.
Oh, that's a drive.
Your head's falling.
Yeah.
What you need
is
a plastic hand. That sticks up. You can just rest your head on like that while you're typing.
That's got to be real. It's brilliant. Mate, if it doesn't exist, you're going to make a fortune. What?
You want to go in the sauna, but let's face it, you're at work. There's not much you can do about it. Thankfully, today you put on your Wonder Sauna hot pants.
What does that mean?
They're the Wonder...
They're not called Wonder Sauna hot pants.
What's best is they're AAU approved. And I don't know what AAU stands for.
Okay.
It's AAU approved.
That makes me think it's real.
Basically, if you imagine... kind of like the texture of a waterbed.
Yeah.
Like a water mattress.
Yeah.
A pair of shorts made out of these that you fill with hot water gives you the feeling and the sensation of being in a sauna, but not.
You don't mean a sauna.
I do.
You don't. You can't do. How does that make you feel like a sauna?
It's the Wonder Sauna hot pants.
No, but when you sat in that water pool, wait a minute, you've got it wrong.
Mate, it's not. No, I'm just telling you what they're called.
No, they call one of those bubbly baths called.
Jacuzzi.
You're thinking of
but
jacuzzi.
But it's not called a wonder. It's not called a wonder jacuzzi.
How is that a sauna? Feel like you're in water.
Because you're hot and sweaty.
Oh my god.
You're hot and sweaty.
Right, go on.
Portable office.
The way you said it.
You know what it's like.
Wow.
All you want is a bit of privacy. You might work in an open plan. You might be on a train. You might be wherever you want. The portable office is kept in a briefcase. It's the size of a briefcase. You open it up. And it's like a tent frame, and you have curtains draped.
What must your co-workers think of you?
You're working in a portable office. You've even got a calendar and a...
I was going to cut this short. That's the one you made up. That's the one you made up. Is it really? It's so obvious. Imagine coming into an office. See you later, guys. Oh, God, I need some privacy. I'm just going to set up a tent. Yeah. You idiot.
I think if I worked in an office, that's what I would do.
Playing at the sock. This is Def Leppard, an animal.
Oh,
and
God.
You love it. This, I picked this for you, so enjoy it. Because there's from South Yorkshire like you.
So?
I'm just saying you're like a little
Jive Bunny's from South Yorkshire. Doesn't mean I like Jive Bunny either.
Is Jive Bunny from South Yorkshire?
Yeah.
We're running out of time. Let's stop talking about Jive Bunny.
John Parr's from Doncaster. I don't like that either.
You're the voice turning the scene. Is he really from South Yorkshire?
Is he the voice? John Parr was...
St. Elmo's Fire. Yeah, sorry. My mistake.
Michael Bolton.
No, that's not Michael Bolton. Let's stop talking about middle of the road.
We are actually running out of time.
Right, okay, so this is...
Swear the law.
Big one.
Swear
the law. Right, okay, we're running out of time. So these are two things that we like this week. Mine's a film, I'm going to be really quick. It's an absolute astonishing British film that I saw. It's called Beast. So it's set on Jersey. It stars Jesse Buckler and Johnny Flynn, who's a very famous musician.
I've heard about this. It sounds great.
And he's Jerome Flynn's brother, interestingly. But it's set on Jersey. not spoiling the plot, this all happens in the first 5 minutes. This girl lives a middle class life. She's frustrated. We know she's done something disappointing and that's let her down in the past, but she's troubled. It's her birthday. She flees her birthday party, meets a boy at a nightclub. He tries it on with her on the beach at 5 a.m. the next morning. She's protected by this other man, this dangerous character played by Johnny Flynn. Meanwhile, there's been 3 serial murders on the island of young women. He's a suspect. That's all we need to know about the film. It's directed, it's a first-time director called Michael Pearce, who's from Jersey. It is one of the greatest British film debuts I have ever seen. It's beautifully shot and lit. It looks like it's got an absolutely enormous budget. And Jesse Buckley is absolutely astonishing. It's one of the most nuanced, layered, brilliant acting performances I've seen in years. It's one of the best crying scenes I've ever seen.
Right.
It's genuinely tense, and you genuinely don't know where you stand until the very end. If you get a chance to see Beast, I would recommend it every day of the week. It's fantastic.
Okay. There's a very funny guy called Alec Berg, writer, co-creator of Silicon Valley. I think he worked
Which I
on...
still not watched.
He worked on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's very, very good, very experienced, very funny guy who has co-created with Bill Hader probably one of the funniest.
I know what you're going to say. It's about the killer for hire.
So Barry.
Is it good?
It's amazing.
Oh, it's on Sky. Let's get off.
It's so dark and funny. It's unbelievable. He's an assassin. He's an assassin. Very deadpan. Brilliantly deadpan. Who the first kill that he's got to do in the episode, he's killed before, is an actor, a wannabe actor who's working in an acting class run by Henry Winkler.
Yes.
Whose comic timing is impeccable.
Yeah.
And Barry suddenly discovers acting and realises he wants to give up killing to become an actor. Yeah. It's so funny. But it's not just... as that premise, you kind of think it could be twee, but it's not, because it's dark. And it plays the truth of his situation, but it's fantastic. All the cast are brilliant. Bill Hader's amazing. It's very funny.
Because I'm such a Bill Hader fan. I loved him from Saturday Night Live days all the way through.
They'll release it on DVD at some point.
If you don't know who he is, Bill Hader was a Saturday Night alumni for years and years and years. He's a brilliant actor. Most famously recently, he was in Trainwreck.
Yes.
He was the love interest in Trainwreck. Anyway, we're running out of time now, so we'll see you next time, guys.
See you next time.
Here's a song to play us out, classic.
Do you know what? Just as I was thinking, who knows where the time goes?
Nina does. See you later.
Bye!